It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, September 9th. I'm Patricia Naft. An investigation cleared Grand Junction officials of any wrongdoing when an executive session wasn't recorded in June. Mesa County District Attorney Pete Hotzinger conducted the investigation. In a letter to the city, Hotzinger says the failure to record the city council session was due to a council member not knowing he needed to press a button to archive the recording and outdated equipment. He says no criminal act took place. The executive session, which Colorado law requires to be recorded, was called to discuss the employment of then city manager Rich Engelhart. He resigned several days after the meeting. A national park on the western slope is being recognized for its dark skies. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park is now an international dark sky park. Nick Myers is the lead interpreter at the park.
Well, being an international dark sky park means that Black Canyon has exceptional starry nights. It's an environment that's great for people and wildlife, but it's also a place where an exceptional amount of astronomy education takes place.
The designation comes from the International Dark Skies Association, a Tucson-based nonprofit. Myers says a member of the association nominated the park for the status.
And then the park goes through a pretty detailed application process, going through a lighting plan and an inventory plan of all of our lights, and also taking dark sky readings to see how dark the park really is.
There are now 9 National Park Service sites with this designation. Earlier this year, Canyonlands National Park and Capitol Reef National Park in Utah were also named International Dark Sky Parks. Hovind Weep National Monument, which straddles the Colorado-Utah border, received the title last year. Myers says thousands of visitors come to the Black Canyon for its stargazing programs.
We have a lot of help from our local astronomy club. The Black Canyon Astronomical Society brings up telescopes and local astronomers to help visitors learn about the night sky. But we do ranger-guided night hikes to show folks the beauty of the dark, dark skies here.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Governor John Hickenlooper has appointed a replacement for a San Miguel County court judge who died in July. Suzanne Ross, an attorney from Telluride, will take over the seat. It became open when Judge Scott Erickson passed away. A wild horse gather in western Colorado is planned for next week, but not everyone is happy about it. KVNF's Jake Ryan reports.
Back in 1971, Congress gave the responsibility of wild horses to the Bureau of Land Management. Dave Boyd, a BLM spokesperson, says that the environment was, and is, a key concern.
We were directed to, you know, protect the horses, but also manage them in balance with other uses. And the language in the act actually says maintain a thriving ecological balance.
Without any natural predators, he says, the horses face 3 options for controlling their population: disease, famine, or these gathers. In the gathers, the horses are rounded up and are either adopted out or spend the rest of their days in a managed pasture in the Midwest. Boyd deals with the wild horses up in Rio Blanco County. They're planning on moving 167 horses starting next Wednesday. This week, though, a lawsuit was filed to try to stop it. The suit was filed by the Colorado Wild Horse and Bureau Coalition, the Cloud Foundation, a Fruta veterinarian, and others. This is not the first suit the BLM has seen about this.
Anytime we propose gathering horses, I think there's, in recent times, certainly there's been lawsuits. We have, in certain times, we haven't been able to gather, and other times we have.
He says that unless instructed by the courts, they plan to go ahead with the gather. He understands the passion people have, though, for the wild horses.
If you go out and you see wild horses out on the range, I mean, they're pretty cool. They're very neat. And BLM wants to maintain populations of wild horses in areas where it's most appropriate.
For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado has largely been spared from this summer's political wrangling ahead of the 2016 presidential race. But as Republicans nationally are working to narrow the presidential field, the GOP in Colorado wants to widen its field of candidates to run against incumbent Democratic Senator Michael Bennett next year. Benta Berkland has more.
November 2016 is a long way off, and Republican State Party Chairman Steve House is well aware that this early in the political process, there are still a lot of unknowns.
The numbers tell us that Senator Bennett is vulnerable, and it would be great to hold on to the U.S. Senate. The Republicans have to defend a number of seats in the U.S. Senate more than the Democrats.
24, to be exact, while Democrats only have to defend 10 U.S. Senate seats. Several Republicans, including El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn and former Small Business Administration head Greg Lopez, have already declared their candidacies. There's also been murmurings that Arapahoe County District Attorney George Brockler, who prosecuted Aurora Theater shooter James Holmes, might enter the race.
I have a very high level of respect for Mr. Brockler.
Republican State Senator Chris Hulbert of Parker says he would support Brockler entering. He lives in Brockler's judicial district and says he'd be a strong contender for any political office he might seek.
I have looked to George as a very viable candidate. You know, his name has been mentioned for governor. If he were to run for a second term in DA, I could certainly see him running for attorney general.
For his part, Brockler recently told the Colorado Statesman newspaper that he's still weighing a possible run and its impact on his wife and four young children. State Party Chairman Steve House thinks the field will need to be decided by early October.
I don't think anybody entering after that has a great chance.
The presidential race is another story. The state GOP recently voted to cancel the presidential preference poll at the 2016 caucus. That's because new national rules mean the state's delegates to the Republican National Convention would be bound to vote for the winner of that straw poll.
I mean, the preference poll could bind delegates to a candidate that the bulk of Coloradans actually don't care for. And that's always been one of the considerations, especially when you have large groups of activists who go to caucuses as opposed to what people would refer to as more mainstream or establishment Republicans.
The decision to eliminate the presidential preference poll has been controversial, with some worrying it limits grassroots participation. Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says it could also lead to less attention on Colorado in the early stages of the race. But he thinks the public will still pay attention regardless.
It's theater. It's amusement. It's different. It's unusual. You know, the circus has come to town.
Both parties agree that nothing has changed from the last presidential election, and Colorado will remain one of the key swing states on the road to the White House. Republican Senator Cory Gardner, who unseated Democrat Mark Udall in one of the most hard-fought races in 2014, says no candidate can win here without really speaking on issues that matter to voters.
It's education, it's our economy, it's jobs, the environment, what we're doing to help put forward positive reforms to our state to grow opportunities for all Coloradans. That's the person who's going to win the state, regardless of party.
After this month's Republican presidential debate in California, the candidates will have a chance to perhaps highlight those issues when the debate stage comes to the University of Colorado in Boulder on October 28th. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.